From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on newsok.com. I'm Yvette Walker, and with me in the studio is Lisa Potts of Oklahoma Press Association.
Hello again.
Well, we are done. We have seen the results show, and we know the winner of the America's Favorite Dance Competition, and that winner is your favorite person, Janine. Isn't that right, Lisa?
Janine Mason, yes. She came out as America's Favorite Dancer. Yay! Although Brandon was stiff competition.
Yes. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. They had just a power-packed two-night show, or two-night week of shows. Each show was 2 hours, which actually surprised me a little bit. I didn't realize that the results show was going to be 2 hours, but they had a lot of good dancing, a lot of entertainment, really, and a lot of people. It was held at the Kodak Theater, which is a very large theater in Hollywood.
Gorgeous theater.
3,000 people were packed into the theater. A very large stage, which was also very different than the stage that we've seen the dancers dancing on before. Actually, in some cases, in my opinion, the stage kind of dwarfed the dancers and didn't make the dance look as good. But then other dancers looked just fine. So I'm not quite sure if it was just individual routines that kind of either suffered or didn't suffer. Mm-hmm. But it was a big stage.
It was a huge stage. And the group routines looked wonderful on that stage.
They did.
They were really able to spread out, and it looked great. But some of the smaller ones, for example, I'm thinking of the results show with Melissa Nade doing the breast cancer routine. That's such an intimate story, and it felt like they were just dwarfed on that stage, as well as Brandon and Jeanette's Argentine Tango. It just didn't seem to have the same impact for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But certainly, everything was big. Not only was it a big show, a lot of people, but even the judging panel was larger than normal. How many judges were there? At least six or seven, or maybe even eight.
Yeah, I'd say probably seven.
Let's
or
count.
Eight.
We had Nigel.
Nigel, Mary, Adam Shankman.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Allen. Mia.
And then Mia.
Tice.
And Tice. And Lil C.
So that's seven. I thought maybe even there was another one, but I guess that's it.
I think that's it for the season.
So we definitely had a big judging panel, but of course we had four dancers to watch and try to figure out who was going to win. And the final four coming into this results show, of course, were, and you, and I don't know, they don't normally give you the last names, although many people can go online and find them. Do you know all of them?
All their last names? No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we had Brandon, who was just, you know, a stallion.
From day one.
Mm-hmm. We had Kayla, just an ethereal beauty.
A gorgeous technique,
a very fine dancer. We had Janine, who, as many of the judges said, peaked at the right time.
It felt like she really grew throughout the season.
Yes,
you know, we started out not knowing anything about her, and I think we saw her improve week after week, and I think if we were to go back and watch her routines the first 2 weeks, we could probably see even an improvement from those. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Evan, who Nigel even said, I don't feel that you have grown through this whole competition.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, he definitely has more limitations than anyone else, but I do think that there were some things I thought he did, you know, rather well. He was never going to top Brandon or Ade or, you know, or Jason, in my opinion. But I really do think that he grew, probably not to the level that he needed to grow in order to be America's Favorite Dancer.
Exactly. If he were going to win, I don't think he came up to that level that would be required and expected of him.
That's right. So on the performance show, of course, the dancers not only danced... they all danced solos, they all danced group dances, and they danced with each other.
Right.
Boys and girls.
Right.
So girls dance with girls, boys dance with boys, boys dance with girls,
and
girls dance with boys.
And I do love that about the final four, that we get to see the top two girls perform by themselves and the top two guys perform by themselves. Because if you put Brandon and Evan next to each other, granted, Evan kept up with them on the nasty routine that was choreographed by Laurie Ann Gibson.
Yes.
Evan kept up, but You could really tell the difference between Evan and Brandon.
Oh, of course you could. I mean, there was just no question. But I have to give Evan props for trying to keep up.
Yeah, and he did. Actually, he did better than I thought he would do.
Yes, I think you're right.
So, and then Janine and Kayla, I thought, looked beautiful next to each other, that they really complement each other well. And
it was a beautiful routine. And I do think Janine had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction. It was almost the dance of the seven veils of sorts.
Seven skirts, yeah.
And you were supposed to kind of shed each layer of skirts. And Janine had some issues with shedding her skirts. But still, they danced beautifully. It was a great routine for them. So I really enjoyed that number.
Yeah, me too as well.
And just watching them dance, solo is just always a joy. I do think that Kayla and Evan's solos were pretty predictable.
Yes.
I think the best solos we've seen all season definitely came from our top two, mm-hmm. and that was Brandon and Janine.
Brandon with last week's solo.
Yes, exactly.
And then this week, Janine's solo.
That's
and I
right.
think that won it for her.
It may have. It may, well, that and the 100 calls from you.
Okay, I admit, I finally picked up the phone and voted. I did. I'm sorry, I just could not take a chance of Evan pulling it out, you know?
Well, so. I got to say that all day on Twitter, after Twitter came back up, it was probably all these So You Think You Can Dance fans crashing Twitter, right? No, we all know it was a hacker. But there were a lot of people talking about it, and I saw more Vote Janine
yes.
Tweets than I really saw for anybody else.
I did, too, on message boards and things like that. It was all Janine.
Exactly.
So. She really did pull it out at the right time. So good for her.
So during the show, we saw, and of course they do this, they kick off one person at a time until we're down to the final two. So the first to go was Kayla, and that wasn't unexpected, I think, of the four that we had.
Yes.
And as I said before, she is, very graceful, very ethereal. I think she's a beautiful dancer, but I just didn't think that she could best the others,
mm-hmm.
Not including Evan. And then the next person to go was, now that was very interesting because in my opinion, if it had been Janine, then Brandon could have just sailed through the rest of the show. He would know that he would win, perhaps. But the fact that Evan was the next to get kicked off, that told me, Janine could win this thing.
Yeah.
And I think Evan knew it because...
You think Brandon knew it?
I'm sorry,
Brandon
I think
got
Brandon,
nervous?
Yeah, I think Brandon knew it. When I went back and I rewound the DVR to see... I mean, it's not that he looked... He didn't have a big smile on his face, even like Janine
like
did.
Like, I've got this in the bag.
Yes, exactly. or even
he
a smile...
He still looked nervous.
Even a smile that said, oh, Evan, sorry. But you know how you... But Janine hugged Evan, and she had a smile on her face. Brandon did not. He looked like he was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like to me. He looked like he was thinking.
Well, so and then, he had to know, I mean, the night before, the judges gave her two standing ovations.
Yes, that's right.
One for her solo and then one for Brandon and Janine with the Paso Doble.
Mm-hmm.
And so the judges just talked about how wonderful she was and how she was peaking at the right time. And he had to know that there
was
definitely some strong competition there.
So then that gave us our final two, Janine and Brandon. And, of course, they made the selection at the very end of the show. But along the way, we had some great performances. We saw some great things from earlier in the season, including the Argentine Tango, which was just such an incredible dance. We saw the disco version of the disco number
with Brandon and Jeanette. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the Brandon and Jeanette version, which I think was better than the Kayla and who did she dance with?
Brandon.
The Kayla Brandon version.
He got disco a couple times.
Yeah, he did. I just think the Jeanette Brandon version was just so good. And they performed that, and it was just as good as before.
Yep.
We did see the breast cancer dance, which was good because I really wanted to see more of a day in this show. I did not have enough a day in this show. Going back and thinking on it, that probably should tell me something, and that's because he did not have as strong dances as other people did. I mean,
as many memorable routines. Yeah, between the two of them.
The
yeah.
one thing I think they could have brought back was the sexy rumba between him and Melissa, where she had on the naked dress, or what I like to call the naked dress.
That's true.
I thought that was very, very good. They didn't bring that back, but we did see the wonderful gravity routine with Capone and Kayla.
Love that routine.
Which, you know what, Capone,
about addiction,
about being addicted to a person, and you know, Capone. He had his limitations, but this one routine was made for him.
Absolutely.
And he was so good in this routine, and he was just as good last night, and he seemed very happy.
Yeah.
Dancing in.
He was probably thrilled to have the opportunity to perform on mm-hmm. that results show, because he really did not have many memorable routines during the season, during that period that he was there.
That's right.
I would say this was probably his one. I can't think of any others, but he portrayed that character so perfectly.
Yes.
You know, I remember during the regular season, I wanted him to go the week before. I was mad that he did not go after having two terrible solos.
Uh-huh.
But then the very next week, he had this routine with Kayla, and he was just absolutely perfect.
And Kayla, of course, as well. She was so good in this, so
yes.
strong. And it's funny to say strong, because her character was a very weak person who was, you know, fighting in this relationship, and Capone had the stronger hand. But she was so strong in this dance, and
we got to see so much emotion from her in this dance, which we seem to not see through most of her routines.
And most of her routines, she was prettied up. In this case, she had hardly any makeup on.
Yeah.
Her hair was a little
stringy
and ratty in her face.
Yeah.
And it was just a great routine. I'm so glad I had a chance to see that again. You can always go online and go to YouTube to see some of these routines, but the quality is not very good. And it's just really great to be able to see them again in HD if you have it, but you know, in a high resolution. We saw a lot of people that frankly I had forgotten about. I'd forgotten about Paris.
Oh, gosh.
She left the first week. There was Jonathan. You know, I kind of forgotten about him.
Yeah, yeah.
We did see Max and Kayla in the sexy,
Samba.
Sexy, sexy, hot, hot, hot fire number.
Oh, no, you went there.
Yes.
So hot, it's on fire.
So hot, it's on fire in her pink fringe dress. And so I can't forget Max, because I always remember that one. But it was good to see some of the earlier dancers, the dancers that in the top 20 who went home earlier.
It was. And I wish that during the group routines, I can't remember all of them, but I remember the first one had a lot of costumes and masks that they did from earlier in the season. And it was hard sometimes to pinpoint the specific dancers. And I wish there was more of an opportunity to see their faces and remember them.
Right.
They just sort of got hidden a lot of times in those group routines. Now, and your top 4 and top 8 are out in front a
lot. That's true. But there were some people that were not hidden. We had a little surprise dance routine by the judges. It was a chorus line.
Yes.
And toward the end of that routine,
to the song One that Mia choreographed.
That's right.
And the judges came out from behind the mirrors at the very end of it.
6 of them. Lil C was not there.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't.
No, he did not. But 6 of them did come out, and they all had their kind of voguing moment, and they looked adorable. They were just so cute. Tice especially. He struck a pose that was just great, and Mia did too.
Yeah.
It was fun. If you're a fan of the show, then you really appreciated, I think, the results show. They did a really, really good job.
It was a wonderful results show. And actually, I think about, when we talk about the stage, I think about the top 4 performances where that night, where the stage felt a little too big and a little, I don't know, it just took some getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
But then last night with the results show, and we get to see all these routines again, it was nice to see it in a different environment from
right.
what we previously saw it on. It's like, okay, these were so good, we're taking them to the big stage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Another great night.
Another piece of judging news, just before we saw Adea and Melissa perform the breast cancer dance again, Tice announced that his friend who had breast cancer, who he choreographed this dance on behalf of, found out that day that she was cancer free. And it was such a wonderful announcement, and everyone clapped and got a little teary eyed. And then, of course, we saw the routine, which made it even more powerful. And that routine did get a standing ovation.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
I think all of them did, in fact.
Quite a few did, yeah. But, this one, I think, in particular, though, and then they scanned the audience, and we saw, and you pointed out it was Christina Applegate
that they went to as soon as the routine was over and showed her standing up and wiping tears.
And that was significant because?
Because she has breast cancer.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So now
it would be a normal Friday where we'd be all kind of sad and say, oh, you know, the show's over with and I'm going to miss it. But no, we're not. We're happy because it's only a month away. We're going to get a brand new season, season 6.
I'm never ready for the show to end. So I'm very excited that we only have to wait a couple more weeks before we start all over again.
Exactly. I think it'll be a great season. Every season seems to get better. The judges just seem to get, I don't know if the judges get better, if they just take more chances. The routines definitely seem to get better. I mean, I think we had, and you tell me, because you definitely saw season 1 and 2, but I think we had more memorable dances from this season than we've had in other seasons.
Well, I think a lot of times the choreographers realize what works and what doesn't work and choreograph that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, certain choreographers do better than others. Shane Sparks had a difficult year this year.
He did.
But, of course, he wasn't on the show last year. Tony Meredith didn't really compare to Louis Van Amstel coming on the show this year. Mm-hmm. Louis had some almost every routine he put out there was amazing.
Oh, yeah. We saw many of Louis's dances last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We did. So, it does keep getting better, I think, and they keep learning what works and doesn't work.
Also, the good news is, at least we think it's good news, is that we've decided not to stop podcasting. We're just going to keep going. It's only a month away. There's lots of news happening. We'll have to see. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on. Next week, I think we'll talk a little bit about the exercise
DVDs.
That's all we'll say. We won't say anymore. We'll wait till next week. We'll update you on the Paula Abdul situation. By now, you know that she has announced that she's leaving American Idol, and there's lots of talk that Nigel for sure has invited her to come onto the show. I don't know just how real that is, but
oh, I'm sure it's real.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he said since season 1 he's been trying to get her on the show.
Yeah, and she comes from a dance background,
right?
So it makes sense. What I'm wondering about is if she is a guest judge or maybe even a permanent judge, do her comments become more coherent?
No,
I don't know. So we'll talk about that. You know, we've already known a lot about the rehearsals, or the tryouts, I should say, the tryouts that have been going on already, so we can talk a little bit. So there's lots to talk about.
And my understanding is that Vegas started today.
Okay, we'll see.
The Vegas round for season 6.
We'll have lots of news.
What kind of news comes out.
Yeah. So definitely stay tuned to the podcast on newsok.com. Also, the television blog on newsok.com, where I blog several times a week when I try to find out new news. There's lots of tweets going on Twitter surrounding So You Think You Can Dance. Just type SYTYCD into the search field and you'll just get a ton of tweets. And you'll see kind of just the mood of the fans out there, what a lot of people are talking about. And stay with us. I think it's going to be a great season. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And Lisa's going to stay with me, which I'm so happy about. Yay!
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, anyway, it was a great results show. Janine's the winner. I definitely think that she's a great winner. Whether a woman or not, people were talking about the fact that it's great to have another woman. Woman or not, she's a strong, fine dancer. I'm glad she won. Brandon would have also been a fine winner, so that was okay with me as well. I think we had a great season. So stay with us, and we'll see you, as usual, next Friday. Thanks a lot.